Whoa, what's up, guys? Me and Dave actually have found quite an amazing piece of information that came to light this morning. So, Bob himself, the owner of Bayou Bob's, lives in San Antonio, Texas. And he has invited us over to his house to teach us how to cook his signature crawfish. We're calling Ross.
Hey man, can I call you back? I've got my fucking dick slammed in a microwave.
Oh shit. Yeah, dude. We'll call you right back. You'll never guess what.
What is it?
Fucking Bayou Bob himself lives in San Antonio, Texas, and me and Dave are on our way to his house, and he's gonna teach us how to make crawfish.
You're kidding.
No.
The actual Bayou Bob from like Colorado?
It's Bob himself.
What?
Yeah, we're on our way now, and we're filming the whole thing. You're on camera right now, actually.
Dude, that is fucking insane.
All right, we just showed up at Bayou Bob's house. We brought him a bottle of Lead Slingers. Richard just got here.
Dude, I cannot believe you found Bayou Bob.
Oh, and he's making us crawfish, too.
What?
Pleasures.
Oh, no. Let me grab Bob's before he got his in there.
What do you think this guy looks like?
Golly! Martha, clean off the table. JT and the boys is here for some crawfish. Y'all ready for the best crawfish you ever had in your life?
Heck yeah!
My name's Bob. I go by Bayou Bob. I owned a Bayou Bob restaurant for about 26 years now. Well, you know, I seen that commercial that JT from that that they had made about me on Bayou Bob's, and I had my assistant manager to my assistant manager reach out to them and found out that they was in San Antonio. But you know, the whole crawfish thing, it's a family recipe that's been passed down from my grandpappy to my grandpappy to my other grandpappy. And then one of my grandpappies that was in New Orleans, he had that recipe and he carried it in his back pocket through the war. And that's why my Bayou Bob's crawfish is the best.
JT talks so highly of this place in Denver called Bayou Bob's, and we're here in San Antonio. Well, Bob himself, we're gonna get crawfish from the man himself. As soon as he answered the door, I had no idea what to expect. You hear things about Cajun folk, Creole folk, whatever you wanna call them. I grew up in the woods of Tennessee. I know nothing about the Cajun lifestyle. And we're about to jump into it.
All right, y'all, let me tell you about these here crawfish. I had these flown in on Bob Force One. Bob Force One brought these in. I got my own jet. Because, you know, I've been in the crawfishing business for a long time. Let me tell you right now, these are some good ones. Oh, they lively. Look at this one right here. Look at this one right here. Look at that. Look at that. Oh, he's going to be a good
one. He's huge. He's huge.
Oh, he got me. He got me. He got me. He got me. We're going to put some salt on him, and that's going to purge him. All right? So when we purge them, it makes them poop. It makes them poop because you know we don't want to eat the poop, right?
It's gonna be crawfish enema time.
It adds flavor. Man, we're at Bayou Bob's house, about to get the special, the freaking Bayou Bob's himself crawfish.
$20 to take a shot of Bayou Bob's ass water over there in the crawfish bucket.
What we do right here is we put in the jalapeno. It adds flavor. Them jalapenos, we break them up and we throw them in that bowl. We throw in these lemons. Give them a little squeeze. So we got this sack right here. We put it in and we put them taters in. Get them nice and hot, get them mushy. And then we put them mud bugs in there, you know it, mm-hmm.
Seems to be a lot of prep that goes into this, Bob.
Yeah, it takes a hot minute to do this.
Oh boy, we put them down there in that bowl.
We
We doing it up right here in San Antonio. Oh, look out, man. They're going to grab your big toe. Be careful. They always go after the big toe. I'm doing this by hand. And, you know, if you don't, it won't taste right. Doing it by hand adds flavor. You know, you put them in there about 8-9 minutes. You let them get nice and red. Oh, man. You know, you've been to Red Lobster. I remember I told you about this here bag. We don't got to put our hands in that hot water.
We got this. We got this.
It's like putting a jimmy on. Hell yeah, boy.
On the crawfish.
Secret sauce on yeah. The crawfish.
We're going to get a little sweat in there because that adds flavor.
All right. Wow, Bob.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about. It looks like mud on them mud bugs. Oh, man. Hey, do you want to shake it?
I'll let you do the honors.
Oh, all right. I don't want to mess up. Hey, so we just going to shake it up. We going to get them flavors all up in there. Woo, that's hot. That's hot. Oh, beer down. Beer down. There we go. Oh, yeah. Hey, see all that?
Yep.
It's going all up in there. All up in them guts. All right. Hey, so here's what you're doing. I know y'all city folk, but here's what we're going to do. What you do is you get this crawfish right here. You put your thumb right here on this little knuckle. You twist it. You pull it. There ain't nothing like that in the world, boys. I'm telling you. Go ahead and grab you one. We're going to push, twist, pull.
Okay. We're gonna do a little shot together.
Hell yeah!
To Bayou Bob's signature crawfish.
To Bayou Bob's. Well, we had a great time tonight. Them crawfish came out just like my grandpappy taught me to. Everybody took off. I'm about to get in that bottle of whiskey that they brought me. You know it. It's going to be a good night.